The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The Wild West.
Joining me now in the studio from the West Online is Kate Phillips. G'day, Kate.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Did you have a good weekend? You enjoy the wonderful weather?
Oh, it was beautiful weather.
It was pretty amazing,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was so nice to have just that little bit of sunshine.
But that is normally what Perth is like in the winter. Like, I reckon probably 70% of the Perth winter is like that. But we've missed out on it altogether because it's been just so miserable.
So miserable and so much rain. I was actually down south for a bit of that weather as well. It sounded like there was a hurricane, just unseasonal. So, yeah, it's been really nice. I actually got to sit out in the sun this weekend, which was lovely.
Yeah, wonderful. Mm. And now let's talk Bindi, who's, you know, we talk the royal family and we talk the Australian royal family, which, of course, is the Irwins.
It is.
And now Bindi has posted a tribute to her dad.
That's right. It sort of coincided with Father's Day. So it's the anniversary of his death. And she's just said, you know, I wish that you were here to give my daughter a hug. They call him Grandpa Crocodile, which is quite cute. Mm. And she's posted a really nice photo of her and her dad, Steve, together and just, you know, remembered him on a really special day.
Oh, that's cute. Poor old Steve. I have to say, though, it's Steve Irwin's death has made me terrified of stingrays. Like, I would not go anywhere near a stingray. See people down at Hamlin Bay
Never.
With the stingrays down there?
I know.
Look,
they're
at
so
that.
Brave. No,
yeah,
thanks.
I'm not going anywhere near them.
Well, I just can't believe it's been 15 years. So 15, that's
it's a long time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm amazed.